Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Regarding the election in November, we got to make sure that vote is protected. It is a crucial, crucial, crucial step we got to take. So here to talk about it, I'm very happy to welcome to the show two friends I got to see the other night. First, we'll welcome back Linda Kearns, election attorney, and doing a great job with Protect the Vote in Pennsylvania, and Pam Bondi, former Florida Attorney General and former special advisor to President Trump. Ladies, it was a pleasure to see you both the other night. Thank you for joining me in Philadelphia.
Hey, Rich. It's great to be with you. I am in North Carolina today working on Protect the Vote.
Thank you, Pam. Excellent. And Linda, I'm guessing you're hard at work in Pennsylvania.
Of course. And I am so happy to be working with Pam again, because you know what? Pam's a winner. She won her AG race in Florida, I think, by at least 12 percentage points. She knows how to win elections, and that's what she's going to bring to Pennsylvania for us in November.
All right. Now, Pam, you are a winner, and you were great the other night when you spoke, and everybody really enjoys meeting you and talking to you. Why is it so important to protect the vote? And when we say protect the vote, what do we mean?
Rich, we need a system where Americans deserve a system, actually, where it's easy to vote and hard to cheat. That's it. And, you know, 89% of Americans, you might find this shocking, but 89% of Americans only want Americans to vote in American elections. So that's what the RNC has started, and it's protectthevote.com. And anyone can go on there. They can volunteer to be a poll watcher, a poll worker on election day. And Linda is not only my friend, but a brilliant, brilliant election attorney. And she's going to be right there with everyone in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, making sure that our elections are free and they're honest. And, you know, the first ever election integrity department at the RNC, this is the first one in our country that's partnered with the campaign. And it is the biggest one this year in the history of our country. We're going to have over 100,000 volunteers on the ground election day. How great is that, Rich?
It's fantastic, Pam Bondi. It's exactly what we need. I love it. And people can help. That's the thing. As people are listening right now, you can be one of those volunteers. You can roll up your sleeves and get involved. You're in North Carolina right now, Pam, which is a state we got to win, and I think we will. Linda's in Pennsylvania. I'm broadcasting from Pennsylvania. We are talking about two must-win states. And the goal here, of course, is also to try to get this in every other state that's a swing state as well. We can do this, but people have to actually volunteer and want to be part of it. And then to be part of that movement when Trump does win on Election Day, I think Laura Trump said their hope is that by 11 o'clock that night on election night, they can call it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And next week we're in Georgia. The following week we are in Nevada, California, and Arizona. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be all over this country. But yeah, Protect the Vote, it's on the ground. It's operating full speed ahead in the primaries and all of the battleground states. And that's why, it, like Laura said, we all want to be by 11 o'clock on election night. What a great feeling that will be, you know, to know that we won the election. And everybody can help. You know, President Trump is running for the right reasons. He's out there to save our country. And that's why we need to fight for him. And this is how we can do it. Go to protectthevote.com and please sign up to be a poll worker, a poll watcher. And it's so important. And Linda's one of our great, again, attorneys on the ground, running our ground game in Pennsylvania. And so anybody can get out there and help us and train. But getting into training is the right thing to do. You know what Michael Watley always says, Rich? He says, you know, I would rather have a police car outside my business than have to call the police after my business's windows are broken in and my business is raided and then call the police.
Yeah.
So that's what this is about, being there on election day. And your presence and your training and your help will make a difference.
I agree, Pam Bondi, no doubt about it. And the question, too, that I think is on a lot of people's minds right now is, can they trust mail-in ballots? And here's what I keep saying to them. I keep saying to them, you don't have a choice. You're going to have to. And we cannot have a negative attitude going into this election, because I hear from people all the time saying, it's going to be rigged no matter what. They're going to rig it. Doesn't matter. Trump is out there every day fighting for this election. He's fighting to win. And I keep saying to them, he would not be doing this if he didn't think he had a chance here. So we got to lose this negative attitude. I know 2020 was a mess, but this is a new time now. We got to go into this positive, optimistic, smart, street smart, to the point about the cop. We got to be smart about it, but we got to be optimistic.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, Linda's there on the ground to make sure our elections are fair in Pennsylvania. And you know, if you need to do a mail-in ballot, just don't put it in a drop box. You know, mail it in. Do it the proper way. And, you know, get your vote in. Get your vote in. And you know what? Make sure your neighbors and your friends and your family, they all vote. That's so important, too.
Pam Bondi, can I ask you while I have you, with the weaponization, I mean, as a former attorney general of Florida, with the weaponization you see happening in the justice system right now, the continued attacks against President Trump, the fact that the judge in New York has kept that gag order going even after a jury found him guilty, which I think is going to be overturned, but the fact that gag order is still on him right now, that's just outrageous to his constitutional rights.
Yeah, absolutely. Gag orders, first of all, as a career prosecutor, gag orders are there to protect the defendant so the defendant can get a fair trial. And it's almost comical that they've gagged the defendant. Typically, prosecutors are gagged. But yeah, so let's say, okay, they've gagged the defendant. Now the trial is completely over. It's to get a fair trial. The jury's deliberated. They've come to their verdict. There is absolutely no reason in the world for a gag order. It's not legal. This case will be overturned on appeal. I'm convinced of it from the start to the very finish of it. There was reversible error. They know that, but they don't even care. But yeah, the gag order is to keep President Trump from exercising his First Amendment rights, his constitutional rights. And basically, the judge doesn't want to be trashed. But you can't do that. The president has a First Amendment right to talk about whatever he wants to right now, and he can't do it.
I know. It's just so frustrating because the gag orders are there to protect the defendant, as you so well said. They are not there to hurt the defendant. And the trial's over. It's just it's so mind-boggling to me that they get away with this stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you brought up that point. It does seem like, going back to your home state of Florida, it does seem like the judge in that case, the federal case, regarding the classified documents, she's on to this game by Jack Smith. And the idea that she's going to hear even whether or not his appointment is constitutional, I think is a fantastic, fantastic development.
Yeah, Judge Arlene Cannon is a great judge. She's fair, and you know, in all of these cases, there are tens of thousands of pages of documents. And again, the one who deserves the time is the defense in these cases. I've never heard a prosecutor get up and demand a speedy trial like these prosecutors are doing in all these cases. And why are they doing it? Because they want to get him to trial before the election. And it's weaponization, it's election interference. And, you know, and Judge Cannon, yes, as you pointed out, is following the law. And right now, you know, of course, the Supreme Court is looking at executive privilege and immunity, which is so important for not only President Trump, but any president, so they can do their job as president of the United States. But, yeah, this is this case right now is the one that we were talking about with Alvin Bragg in New York. That's the only case they've got. And they truly thought that with a conviction, first they thought when they arrested him, it was going to be over. But look at that beautiful booking photo. It's on T-shirts mm-hmm. all over this country right now. So that backfired. Then they thought, oh, if we get a conviction, that's going to do him in. And how did that work out for him? He raised a record amount of money after the conviction. So Americans are seeing the weaponization. And what President Trump always says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. And I'm just standing in the way. And if they can do this to him, they can do it to anyone.
Well, I'm glad you both are there. I appreciate your hard work. Pam Bondi, Linda Kearns, thank you. And I need people to sign up right now. So, Linda, what's the website? Where do they go?
Well, the website is protectthevote.com. Make sure to go to .com because we saw that there's some imitation sites popping up. And our election code provides that both Republicans and Democrats can be in every single polling place in our Commonwealth. But I need the people. I need the people to volunteer. I have 1,700 polling places in Philadelphia, so I need a lot of your listeners to go to the site. And how about your producer, Matt? Matt DeSantis. He doesn't have to be at work till what, 2? Why can't he poll watch for me in the morning? Maybe I can arrange that. What do you think, Matt?
I would love
to. I mean,
know.
You went to Harvard. Do you think you could figure it out? Do you think you could poll watch for me? Do they teach you how to do that in Harvard?
Linda, tell everyone to come to the rally.
The rally is on Saturday at Temple University. You got to get there early. I'm told get there early. I think that the doors are going to open at 3, but as you know, with Trump rallies, get there early and then go to the website, the DonaldJTrump.com, and there's an event page on that site, and you go right on that and get all the information and sign up. So that's going to be a great event this Saturday. I think Trump is going to bring a lot of energy to Philadelphia.
No doubt about it. Pam Bondi, my friend. Linda Kearns, my friend. Thank you both so much for your hard work. And please come back and talk to us again very soon, Pam. It's great having you back on the show.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Okay, now the question before all of us right now is, what will the United States Supreme Court rule regarding presidential immunity? And could that ruling come tomorrow? Most people are saying it will, that it will come out tomorrow. I don't know. My guess is the court's going to come back and I think send it down back to the appellate division and say you need to first define what is official and what is not official. Before we can just make a sweeping ruling on presidential immunity, you have to define for us what you mean by official acts versus unofficial acts. That's what my prediction is that's what the court's going to do. And the reason why I think that, and I'm only basing this on the fact of, because I'm not an attorney, I'm basing this on the fact that John Roberts, who's the Chief Justice, does not like to do sweeping rulings if he can avoid it. And in this particular matter, there is a real question regarding what constitutes an official act by a president versus an unofficial act that the lower court did not answer properly. And that came up in the course of the deliberations before SCOTUS. If they do that, well, then now you it's over then, because you're not going to decide that anytime soon. Because then the appellate court has to go back. Then they've got to deal with that issue. Then they've got to rule on that. Then they got to send that back to the Supreme Court. Then the Supreme Court has to review that. And they got to figure out if they agree with the definition of official acts versus unofficial acts. Now, the question I think we all are thinking to ourselves is, when does the president ever actually not act in his capacity as president? And if it's going to be about campaigning, anything related to him as a candidate, well, now you're going down a very dangerous road as well. Because if I can prove that a president only made a decision because he thought it would help his poll numbers or help get him reelected, is he acting in his official capacity or not? This is where you get into some very gray areas. You got to be careful here. But that's probably what the court does, in my opinion. They should just issue a ruling that says presidents are immune from criminal prosecution, period. And Congress should just deal with it vis-a-vis the impeachment clause of the United States Constitution. If the Congress doesn't believe it rises to the level of an impeachable offense, then that's it. We don't charge presidents criminally unless they've been impeached and removed from office, and then they're private citizens. And if it happens and Congress doesn't find out about it during the course of the president's term, well, tough noogies. You don't get to go back. That's what I would hope for. I think that's reasonable. I think it protects past presidents. It protects future presidents. And then it preserves and it reinforces the power of Congress in the matter, which is the way the founders wanted it. The idea that Congress gets to decide what are high crimes and misdemeanors, and then they deal with it accordingly. And if they don't believe it is, then it's not. And then we leave the criminal justice system out of it. I hope that that's how the court rules, but I would not be shocked if they come back tomorrow and say, first, we got to clarify what constitutes an official act versus an unofficial act. Now, on the other hand, they may not want to do that. They may not want to have that conversation because it's so complicated. Is a president acting in his personal capacity if he's taking his family out to dinner, or is he still president? I mean, you're always president. So when do you really have this idea of a personal capacity versus an official one? On January 6th, Donald Trump was arguing, hey, listen, I was president. I had to take care that the laws were faithfully executed, and I didn't think they were being faithfully executed. And also, as president, I have a bully pulpit, and I have the right, as every president does, to tell the American people what I think they should tell Congress to do, because every president does that. Think of the issue and think of a presidential speech where they say, you need to tell Congress to pass this law or tell Congress to do this or do that. He's still, as he's president, he doesn't have the official power to tell Congress what to do, but he does have a bully pulpit, and the bully pulpit's not officially his power. It's a term that was coined by Teddy Roosevelt, I think, but it's not officially his power. So is that the president acting in his official capacity when he's speaking as president, or is he a private citizen in that moment since he's not taking an official action? In which case, then it's just protected speech like every other American. So you're going down a very, very bad road here if you get into the weeds on this. But either way, I know some writers I've read believe the court's going to come back and say Donald Trump does not have presidential immunity for the actions on January 6th. I hope they don't do that. I hope that those legal scholars are wrong, because you're just going to open up something here that we'll never be able to fix. And that is a country where prosecutors who love to grandstand, they love to go after politicians to build their own political career. They love to go after powerful people to build their own political career. It's going to be open season on that. It's going to be open season. And even if they don't get a conviction, who cares? They get their name in the paper, their national paper. I mean, they get their – if you indict a former president, even if you know this case is going nowhere, who cares? You're everywhere. You get Barack Obama indicted on murder for the drone strikes – you've written your ticket. Whether a jury finds him guilty or not, you've written your ticket. And that's where we'll go as a country if the Supreme Court says Trump can be prosecuted criminally because the events of January the 6th are outside his official capacity as president. I don't know. you're then allowing interpretation, and interpretation means that I can, as a prosecutor, then interpret the actions of Barack Obama to say, you murdered a guy. You don't have the ability to take away due process rights of an American citizen. You killed three of them, actually, with drone strikes. We don't know if he was a terrorist. You may just have been doing it just to boost your own political standing, your legacy, whatever else it is. So I'm charging you with murder in the first degree and or second degree, whatever. And I don't think I'm really going to win. Who cares? I'm the guy who just indicted Barack Obama for murder. I hope the justices are cognizant of that. This is the one thing we've seen over the years. It's grandstanding prosecutors who love to just get an indictment. And we're watching it happen right now. We're literally watching that play out with the indictments against Donald Trump. You know, Jack Smith is a household name. Alvin Bragg's a household name now. Fannie Willis is a household name, whether you say Fannie or Fannie. Nathan Wade. I mean, these guys. So you gotta put in something there that will keep that from happening. And I think the only way you do that is to say presidents cannot be criminally charged for their actions as president. There is no carve out for personal versus official acts because you're always president. You don't take a day off. You really don't. You know, there's not even a clause in the Constitution where you turn around and say, I don't want to be president for the weekend, so I'll let the vice president handle it. There's instances where the president cannot be president. You know, if the president goes under general anesthesia or something like that, there's a protocol in place for these things, a protocol in place for the president to give up his power voluntarily. There's a process by which the president can have power taken away involuntarily for a short period of time. But you're always president. So to argue that in that particular aspect, you were not during that time period, I think is just opening up a door you don't want to open. So we'll see how the court rules on this. I'm optimistic, though, based on what the justices were saying. I'm optimistic that it's going to go Trump's way one way or the other. And if they kick it back to the appellate court, they kick it back to the lower court and say, you have to define this for us before we can rule on it. That's a win for Trump, too, because this is a timing issue here. And Jack Smith is running out of it every single day. The fact that they're taking so long to come back with this ruling is also, I think, a good sign for Trump in this. And it's not just about Trump. I really mean this when I say this. I mean, this is for all presidents. Presidents should not have to worry about being criminally charged for their actions while in office. Period. Period. And I mean all actions while they're in office. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. I just got some pictures from our engineer tomorrow, Tommy, of the ballroom at the Grand Hotel on the fifth floor. We're going to be live tomorrow. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I hope you will join us for that because it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. And it will be nice in the beautiful, cool, wonderful air conditioning on the fifth floor ballroom. The bar will be open and we'll have a lot of great friends there. Jimmy Fallon is going to stop by as well. David Gelman has comedy show tickets to give out for Jimmy's comedy show Saturday night. So if you're interested in doing that, you can make a whole weekend out of it. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli if you'd like to weigh in. Let's play this clip. This is a guy named Wes Moore. He's governor of Maryland. And for some reason, Fox and Friends had him on today. I don't really know why. But the question is, if Joe Biden's out, is this one of the guys they put in? It's not a name you've heard before. You've heard Newsom's name tossed around. You've heard Michelle Obama's name tossed around. You've heard Gretchen Whitmer, Phil Murphy. But you haven't heard Wes Moore's name thrown around. They've even thrown Josh Shapiro's name around. But for some reason, they decided to give him a platform this morning. And cut number four.
I'm full-throated in my support of President Biden because I know so much of the momentum that we've been able to see in the state of Maryland. You know, when I was first inaugurated, we were 43rd in unemployment. Now we have amongst the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country, that we've been able to slash the homicide rates and the violent crime rates in the state of Maryland, where Baltimore now is the fastest drop of homicides of almost any major American city in this country. We've done it because we've moved bipartisan. We've done it because Right. We've moved and built bridges. We've done it in partnership with the Biden administration, and I'm excited for another 4 years to have a chance to work with President Biden.
What about if your name was offered as a possible replacement? Should something happen at the convention? How would you feel about that? Do you think you're ready?
I think that President Biden is not just the nominee. President Biden is the best candidate for the presidency, and it's the reason I'm supporting him, and the reason that I look forward to engaging all throughout the campaign season to get him reelected.
They're calling him the next Obama is what he's been labeled as. And he has been everywhere lately on a media tour. And that answer, of course, is the typical answer you give. Well, I mean, it's yeah, Face the Nation over the weekend, MSNBC yesterday. He's out there a lot. So keep your eye on that guy. I don't trust this. I don't trust that Biden's going to. I still don't think Biden's going to be the nominee. I don't. I don't think Biden's going to be the nominee. I've been saying this over and over again. Oh, we call that Ron DeSantis, too. Do we have a clip of that, Matt, or you just saw that?
I remember seeing it. I actually think I just found the clip. Give me 1 second, and I'll pull it up.
All right, good. Excellent. Just reading a stupid text from my idiot friends. God, I hate that. I need new friends. I really do. Worst. While you're pulling that clip up, I'll remind you that our event with Jack Carr is Tuesday night, June 25th, 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. I would love for you to join us for that. You got to go to 1210wphg.com and get your tickets today, though. There's not many left. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great night. Jack is a patriot. He loves this country. Navy SEAL, sniper, and also a guy who loves the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and understands the power of the military-industrial complex. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, is what will the Supreme Court rule tomorrow, if the ruling comes tomorrow? Will it be tomorrow, and what will they say? What will they say regarding presidential immunity? I thought Pam Bondi's comment on the gag order was really important. I really do. The idea that the government, after somebody's been found, during a trial too, but then after somebody's been found guilty, to not allow them to go out there and defend themselves in the court of public opinion when they're a candidate, even if you're not a candidate, even if you're just an American citizen, to not allow them to go out there and defend themselves against the government that just found you guilty, even after the verdict came in? Stop. All right, DeSantis, you got the clip? Nope.
No, I don't have it. It's long, and I can't find it within the 7 minutes.
Don't worry about it, then. Who cares? I have enough of Westmore anyways. Bored me. He's boring, and I'm bored by Westmore, although I'm worried I'm going to start hearing his name come up a lot more. I really am. I'm a little bit worried about this. There's always something. Something. Let's play this clip, though, for you, since we have this now. This is Biden's campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, who says the executive actions that grant mass amnesty to illegal aliens are the things that matter most to Americans. I dare you to find five Americans who are not lefty kooks that think this is what really matters most to them. Cut number 12.
They can remain together as a whole family here in this country as a result of this executive order. Those are the things that matter most. And those are the ways in which President Biden continues to fight for, communities across this country that, really deserve the opportunity that we know is so important in this election.
Uh-huh. Now, if that's the case, then why not go through Congress? Why not have Congress pass it? Why are you doing it with executive action? If it's so popular, and this is what people love, and this is what people want, and this is what people are craving and dying for, why not go through Congress? Why are you doing it through an executive action that is unconstitutional? Mass amnesty is not constitutional. Why? Who knows? The shadow knows. That's who. Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has just signed a bill into law to regulate social media for the good of the children. So I'll share those thoughts with you. Whenever the C word comes up, children, I get very, very nervous. Or the other C word, China. I get nervous because suddenly conservatives start to say to themselves, give me government, and it never, ever works out in our favor in the long run, ever. And Governor Kathy Hochul is a tyrant. She's another C word, a controller. She loves the control of everything. And I don't like the idea that she just did this in New York. And I'm sad to say a lot of Republicans embrace this idea because they think the children have to be protected. The government wants control of the internet. The government wants control of social media, period. Stop giving it to them. Please, I beg of you, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. You know, when it comes to your health, you got to think about your body and your weight, and you got to think about your heart and all of it. And you got to think about if you want to lose weight, Do you want to go down the road of the shots and the hormones, the surgeries, all the other things right now? Because there's so many side effects associated with these. They're banned in many European countries as well. Or do you want to do it the right way? The NJ Diet way. NJDiet.com, 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's where you want to go. NJDiet.com. You can reach out to them today. Guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. That's what you get with NJ Diet. And it works faster than shots, but without all the side effects and without all the nonsense. You will have the doctor's email and phone number, so they're with you every step of the way to ensure that you are burning fat and not just losing water weight, which is also key. So reach out to them today, but you still have a lot of summer left. Take that shirt off at the pool and the beach and feel good about yourself. And most importantly, you'll put your health first, because your health is everything. And you don't want to be an unhealthy person. You don't want to be in a situation where you're risking your life, quite frankly. NJ Diet's there for you with guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJDiet.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill which is going to deal with algorithms that target children on social media. So she sat down with CBS News and she explained what the bill does, which she signed into law a short time ago. Take a listen. Curious to get your thoughts on this and what could possibly go wrong.
Our kids are in distress. They're not living carefree lives because they are being held captive to powerful forces outside their own control. Algorithms that are intentionally addictive, intended to pull them in and keep their attention.
Why did New York choose to target the algorithm?
But the most important part, in order to liberate our children, we have to get right to the source of the trauma that's being inflicted on them. So it's a novel approach, but we've checked to make sure we believe it's constitutional.
That means in New York State, no suggested posts will be allowed in kids' feeds. No notifications from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. without parental consent. And new age verification tools to be set by the state attorney general. If the social media platforms do not comply, the attorney general can fine them up to $5,000 per violation and beyond.
The biggest problem I have with this, which I've told you a million times, is the age verification. It's the biggest problem that I have with this. And the reason why is because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Rich, come on. You got to protect the children. But in order to do age verification, that means you have to lose your anonymity online. And that is what they want. Remember when Nikki Haley came out and said she wants everybody to have to register for social media? This is what that does. Because if you're going to have age verification, that means that I have to verify my age too. Because how do they know I'm actually an adult? So in order to do that, I have to provide the government with some sort of an ID to prove to them that I'm of legal age to use social media. So then bye-bye anonymity on the internet. You've just destroyed it. The whole point of being able to go after your government anonymously literally goes back to the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers and people who were advocating for the structure of the Republic, but didn't want to say, and also prior to that, too, going after King George and the Brits because they knew what they would do to them. This is a long tradition in America to be able to criticize your government anonymously using pseudonyms or whatever you want. That goes away because they'll know who you are. And if you trust these people, if you trust these people that they're actually going to just keep that data private, give me a break. You're not paying attention then. I don't care what method they use. I don't care if they use a third party to verify your identity. I don't care if they promise that it's all going to be, it'll disappear as soon as it's done. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And here's what'll happen. I'm telling you right now, it's exactly what'll happen. What'll happen is everybody will go into this all happy. Like, yay, the children. Then they'll have a registry on everybody. They'll know who you are. And then if they need to bust your chops, if they want to bust your chops, they know exactly who you are. They could just out you. Say you're somebody who wants to be anonymous online. You have very strong political points against transgender mutilation of our children. But you don't really want to go out there and use your name to say it because you work for a woke corporation. Or you work for a hospital that does these things and you want to be anonymous. And then the government knows who you are because you had to put in your license in order for you to prove that you meet the age requirement. And if they want to shut you up, if you start getting a big following, if you start being a pain, you don't think some bureaucrats can be able to tell some other bureaucrat, hey, I need to know who Publius 1776 is? I got to know who that person is. Oh, well, it turns out it's a middle-aged suburban mom named Laura who happens to work for a pharmaceutical company. Oh, I don't think they would be happy with the other things Laura's been saying on social media under the guise of Publius 1776, that Big Pharma is culpable for COVID with their gain-of-function research and everything. Maybe we just, I don't know, unmask her for a little bit. That's exactly what's going to happen. Just think about what the IRS did with Lois Lerner, targeting conservative groups. Think about how people are doxxed. This will be the new doxing. And it'll always be conservatives, too. Because if you're a lefty, you're putting a sign in your yard that says hate has no home here and all the other nonsense that's on that sign. No humans illegal. We believe in science, whatever it is, right? If you're a conservative, you have to say things many times that are not socially acceptable in corporate America because it's run by a bunch of woke people who thought that Dylan Mulvaney was a good idea. All right, these same people that thought having a dude go out there and push Bud Light was a good idea are the people that I'm talking about. So what you want to do is you want to be able to speak your mind in this country without having to worry about blowback for your speech. And what did Merrick Garland do a few years ago when he sent that letter out to moms, targeting moms and dads at school board meetings? Hey, just so you know, the FBI could be watching. I'm not saying they will be, but they could be. We're going to be coordinating with the FBI and local law enforcement to make sure that you parents don't get out of control. And they walk it back, but the damage is already done. The damage was done. The message was sent loud and clear. Every time there's an FBI knock on the door, like those nurses now, the FBI shows up at their door, and it's a warning. It's a shot over the bow. It is something that's done to try to make you intimidated. And the government loves to intimidate its citizens into compliance and silence. And you're going to take away one of the greatest tools that we have as the American people, which is our anonymity, to go online and say whatever the hell we want without repercussions. You're going to take that away in the name of protecting the children. I have news for you. They don't care about your kids. If Kathy Hochul cared about your kids, she would sign a law banning transgender procedures for children. They use children as the way to get, unfortunately, a lot of Republicans on board with this kind of nonsense. They don't give a damn about your kids. You think Kathy Hochul cares about kids in New York State? Then pass a law that says you can't have transgender surgery, puberty blockers, or anything else until you're 18. She won't do that. Pass a law that says in New York you can't have an abortion until you're 18 or without parental consent or something else. Stop. They're actually at this point right now in places like California, New York, New Jersey, all the states that are supposedly looking to do this stuff for our kids, they're passing mandates, or trying to say that if a kid comes to school and identifies as a different gender, the school can't let the parents know. But they care about your kids. That's what this is about. They just care about the children. So then what happens? They get control. They know who you are. And then they can start tinkering with other algorithms, too. Because they'll continue to bully big tech. And a lot of times big tech's on board with this with them. And then what else? I don't know. Maybe, well, we can't let our kids see propaganda. What does that mean? Well, for example, any algorithms that have to do with saying climate change isn't real, or that transgenderism is not a true fact or something, whatever nonsense. Those algorithms should be banned to protect our children. Our children should. Can't you hear some Democrat politician in the future standing up there and giving a speech like, you know, our children should not inherit a world in which it's going to end in 7 years. And we can't allow algorithms that provide them the false lie that climate change is not real or is not man-made to show up in their social media feeds. We have to teach tolerance. So we can't allow any algorithms to show up that say that transgender could be a mental illness or that kids who are transgender are actually really not. No. For the good of the children, we have to take that stuff down, too. You could write a whole speech about how, in the name of protecting the children, you're going to have them regulate social media and go out there and determine what content can be pushed and not pushed in front of our kids. Every time the government steps in there to try to fix the problem, the question you need to ask yourself is, do you think this gives them more power or less? And if the answer is more power, then why would you support it? And why on earth would you support that if it gives them more power? That should be your number one. That should be the standard. Does this give the government more power? Yes. Then no. Then I'm not letting them do it. Absolutely not. Are there ways that you can empower parents in these situations? I'm sure there are. And as parents, we have a tougher job than ever. But every time we turn to government to try to fix something, they make it worse. And in addition to that, we lose more freedom and liberty. So as we battle over the idea of disinformation, don't you think they'd love to find out, say, who's putting out all those videos of Joe Biden under an anonymous pseudonym? Don't you think they'd love to figure out who that person is so they can expose them for putting out disinformation? Don't give these people any more power, please. I know that sometimes the C word, children, tugs at our heartstrings. We think we got to do all we can to protect our children. They don't care about your kids. They don't. They'll use your children. If they cared about your kids, they give your kids school choice, too. they actually cared about your kids, they would let your kids be able to go to whatever school they wanted to, and they would enable parents to be able to send their kids to whatever school that they thought was best for their kid. They don't want to do that. They don't care about your kids. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, tomorrow we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so excited for our live show. Jimmy Fallon is going to be there. We're going to have some great guests, a lot of fun. And I know the economy's tough, so you might be thinking summer vacation, school's out, but I don't know if we can do a week at the Jersey Shore this year. Please, don't let the economy stop you, because the Grand Hotel makes it easy and affordable to have that wonderful vacation to make those lifetime memories. You know how they do it? First of all, they provide a resort that has an outdoor pool, an indoor pool, a game room for the kids, a restaurant on site, right from across from the beach. And they give you resort credits to enjoy during your June and July midweek stays. The longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits. And you can use these resort credits to buy food and drinks. Take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. However you want to use them is up to you. But they give you that money back to spend at the Grand Hotel. It's great. Plus, a lot of times you think about a shore house, you love the fact that there's a kitchen. Well, the Grand Hotel has rooms, suites, and townhomes that have kitchenettes and refrigerators. So you can buy some drinks at the grocery store, buy some food at the grocery store, still eat and drink at the restaurant because you get the resort credits. So you win. So you get the amenities of a resort, you get the conveniences of a shore house, but if the weather's bad, you're not stuck inside all day because you got the indoor pool. And you also don't have to worry about washing sheets and towels. So it's the best way to do it. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com right now to book your June or July midweek stay and to get those resort credits. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. We'll be there tomorrow for our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. I want to see you there. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big fourth and final hour coming up as well. We got to get into a lot of things. I'm amazed. I'm always amazed whenever I'm watching the news cycle in this crazy time that we're living in right now, how quickly things become old news. But it seems like every day, I mean, I don't know if it's just this week. This week's a little bit strange with it. But the more I've heard about heat waves, like as if we've never had one before. Dominating the news cycle. And you know, of course, they do it for climate change, but the same thing happens in the winter if there's a blizzard. It just dominates the news cycle because it's about climate change. This is summer. We get heat waves. It happens. I've been through them before. We will survive this. You and I, we will make it. We will get through this. I promise. Now, yes, it's very hot and you have to stay hydrated and all those other things you have to do. I get it. But is it really that newsworthy of a topic? No, other than the fact that they help to push this climate change narrative as if every summer prior to this one, there were no heat waves. Didn't happen. The first one, this is brand new. This heat wave we speak of, just a brand new phenomenon. Give me a break. All right. Speaking of fake scientists, Alessandro Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. The question regarding Fauci and what's next, as if you notice, Senate Republicans are trying really hard to prevent the next global pandemic by trying to figure out where the last one came from, which we all know is a lab. And they're trying to prevent the next one because there's still stuff going on in those labs, particularly in China. So the idea that Democrats don't care about preventing the next one because they're too busy trying to cover up for Fauci, that's a real problem right there. That's a real problem. But there was a great piece I read on Reason.com about this. You know, Republicans are trying very hard just to prevent the next global pandemic. And you know how they're trying to figure that out? By holding these bureaucrats accountable. So they had this piece in Congress, debate rages about how to prevent the next lab leak. The Biden administration says its new guidance will make pandemic research safer. But critics say it suffers the same flaws as past, failed gain-of-function regulations. As long as we still have gain-of-function, as long as we still do this stuff, you're still going to risk a pandemic. You create viruses in the lab, you risk them getting out. Period. Period. There's no way around that fact. This is the, you know, the View is just the worst. It's the worst. They asked Fauci this question on the View. It's nauseating, honestly. This is cut number 8, all right? Just listen to this self-smug jackass cut 8.
While COVID is no longer kind of part of our daily lives, Tensions have not cooled regarding the topic, and we saw that on full display during your congressional hearing earlier this month, which we just witnessed, which even became a hot topic on this show. We discussed it. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't the only Republican that's actually calling for your criminal prosecution or imprisonment. How seriously do you take those threats?
You know, obviously you always take threats that people make seriously, but I quite frankly don't know what they're talking about. What are the charges? That you saved millions of lives with the vaccine?
Yeah.
That you helped develop, or that you got people to do things that were interventions that made them more safe against a deadly pandemic that killed 1.2 million people?
Yeah.
So if trying to save people's lives is a crime, then I'm guilty, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. If trying to save lives is a crime, then I'm guilty. What a packaged PR line that is. Actually, clapping seals on The View, what they're talking about is holding him responsible for creating the virus in the first place and then covering it up and using every method available to cover this up so it didn't lead back to him. Oh, and also lying to Congress, too. So that could be a charge. If saving lives is a crime, I don't want to be right. Or if saving lives is wrong, then I don't want to be right. Oh, stop it. You know damn well what you did. And it's all going to come out. And yeah, Fauci should be held accountable because creating that virus, a gain-of-function research, and then they knew about it and they took all these steps to cover it up. How many lives could have been saved if they had just been honest early on about what this thing was? Great question, right? All right, big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. And the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The question is, what is the bar for the debate on Thursday? Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.